Radio Buzz 101, real alternative and new music discovery. It's Ron Osborne. The Sun Parade, man. Can you believe it? How you guys doing tonight?
Good. Woo-hoo.
This is Cafe 9 in New Haven, Connecticut, promoting the new album, Shuggy Mountain Breakdown. It was just released a couple of days ago. You can get it on iTunes. You can get it as a solid download, or you can download it right to your device. You can listen to it anywhere you get your swag.
Anywhere, it's
all good stuff. Shuggy Mountain Breakdown. Chris, let's start with you, the lead vocal guy.
Hey, how's it going?
How you doing, man? That's an awesome tune.
Thank you.
The Brain Drain tune.
Yeah.
Who does the whistle?
That's Jeff over here.
I wrote that song.
You wrote the song?
I did.
And he sings it.
I wrote and sang Brain Drain.
Okay, can you do the little whistle there? Oh, yeah.
The Spaghetti Western part.
There's a hook.
I always think about Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, yeah.
When they get up to that part.
An old Western movie. Awesome. Chris, music influences.
All right, well, I'm just going to start off with the Beatles. That's been a big one since I was two.
Cool. What's your favorite Beatles song?
Everyone's Got Somebody to Hide Except for Me and My Monkey, which we're currently working on covering right now.
So awesome.
Straight up answer.
Everybody's Got Something to Hide.
So you're influenced by the Beatles primarily. Anybody else?
Yeah. And then me and Jeff started the band like 5 or 6 years ago, we had a run-in with Dr. Dog.
Oh, no.
Not in person. We did play with them eventually, but We All Belong was a big influence.
Nice.
That album by them.
Awesome. Very
and then
cool.
Most recently, The Clash.
Okay.
That like changed everything in the past like two years I got into them.
Tell me about the new album.
We actually just listened to some of our first album, Yosis, in the car today for the first time in a while.
Awesome. Loud?
Yeah, it was pretty loud. I mean, it's so different. I couldn't believe my lyrics. I was so much younger. I was surprised. But the direction of the new album, it's kind of just a different outlook on life. That album Yosis is so hopeful.
Yeah, a lot of dreams have fallen apart since we made that record in all aspects.
Interesting. Give me a little bit more of an insight as to...
Oh, the insight would be that I'm just
personal?
Having a laugh. Oh, yeah,
okay.
Definitely way too personal.
All right. Yeah, I guess everyone has a story to tell about something along those lines, right?
You just need someone to listen.
Exactly. What was the most unique song on the album, the new album, Shuggy Mountain Breakdown? What song sticks out the most? Carl.
What trickiest?
Why do we...
Maybe the...
Tear.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the last song...
All right, tell us about Tear.
Tear. And these guys... I've been playing that song for a long time. I joined the band 2.5 years ago, I think, and they had already been playing it for probably
a year.
But when we went to the studio with producer Ian Hersey, he was just kind of like, this is close. I love this song, but we gotta change the feel a little bit. We gotta change. And we sort of like downplayed a lot of these sort of transitional moments in the song, and like, and then we wrote this whole big outro that has this like kind of soaring, soulful epilogue to the album. So that was a song that really got shaped in the studio.
An involved mix.
Yeah.
The end of that song, which Carl was just talking about, the vocals on that was all a goof. Like, we were recording, and we were just vamping on the two chords at the end, and then... This is one of my favorite memories from the whole thing, is I was playing the rhythm guitar part, and I had a mic just there to, like, placeholder, but then I was trying to make you laugh, Carl. I was looking at you, and I was just doing, like, yeah, no, no, yeah, just going back and forth, and then I think, like, the second time through, and then later, we would just, like, listen to what I was doing over that end part, and we're like, oh... That's a keeper.
Awesome. Awesome. Totally awesome.
Energy.
It's got a lot of energy, right? Yeah. Can we play that right now?
Sure.
Do you mind? All right. It's Tear from Sun Parade, Radio Buzz 101.
Yeah.
Hey.
Radio Buzz 101, Real Alternative and New Music Discovery. That's Sun Parade. The tune is Tear off the new album, Shuggy Mountain Breakdown. I'm with Sun Parade right now, Cafe 9 in New Haven, Connecticut.
Keyboards!
Keyboards! Loves me some keyboards.
Yeah, that's me. I'm Eli. I play keys and been with the band for like a year, so I am not on the new album. But there's a lot of keys on the new album that I get to emulate.
Eli, tell us who your musical influences are. Who's your favorite bands?
My favorite bands. I like the smooth stuff a lot. I'm a big Steely Dan.
Steely Dan.
Yeah.
Smooth stuff.
R.I.P. Walter Becker. Also big Beatles lover from a super young age. And yeah, lots of jazz, R&B.
Rundgren.
Yeah, Todd, one of my faves.
I met Todd Rundgren.
Oh, cool. Yeah. See, nice guy.
He's cool. I met Todd Rundgren. He was walking into a gas station in about 1985, and I was visiting someone working at the gas station for a few minutes. And
nice.
And I said, and he didn't know the music from Todd Rundgren. He didn't know who Todd Rundgren was. And I said, hey, this guy looks like Todd Rundgren walking in. They pulled up in a 1982, it was a new car at the time, Monte Carlo, him and probably his tour manager or something. And I said to my buddy behind the counter, this guy looks like Todd Rundgren. The two walk in, and my buddy says, hey, you look like Todd Rundgren. And the band manager said, he immediately went into you know, bouncer mode and said, "Hey, man, we're just normal people. We just want to get gas and blow out of here." And I'm like, "Oh, that is Todd Rundgren." And so it That's turned awesome. Out okay. I said, "Hi, you're Todd Rundgren." He goes, "Yeah, I'm Ron. Nice to meet you." He just left, and that was the end of that. That's Todd cool. Rundgren, always good stuff, yeah, without a doubt. So that's my Todd Rundgren story. Tell me, who has the microphone?
I have it.
Okay. Tell me what your plans are. We have someone at the window.
That's our tour manager and chief of so many things. Chief of Operations, Georgia Teensma.
Chief strategist.
Yeah, who deserves much.
How are you, Georgia? How are you, Georgia?
Doing fine tonight.
So the new album, Shuggy Mountain Breakdown, tell us something a little bit more unique about the album that people may not know about. If there's something that was behind the scenes, how many pizzas did it take to write the album?
I don't think we ate any pizza when we were making it, even though we were in New York. Yeah, just a really small room. We recorded it with just the three, Chris, Carl, and myself were there. It was... not an actual live band replication kind of experience. I played bass on the record, which was... That might be something that's interesting that people don't know.
Okay.
Although if you look at the liner notes, you might see... Actually, I don't even know if it's in the liner notes.
It is.
So yeah, we were a trio, a three-piece, simulating, you know, what we would sound like as a four-piece or, you know, sometimes... more parts than that.
Very
well.
Cool.
So that was cool.
We tracked it in 10 days.
Yeah, we tracked it in 10 days. I estimated it was about 100 hours in the studio.
Awesome.
Yeah. Ian Hersey is an incredible man and musician and maybe...
Mixed and produced it.
Yeah, mixed and produced it. He may be known for his work with the band Rubble Bucket for 7 years. He was a founding member of that band on
awesome.
Guitar. Really great guy. He's the comptroller.
He's a wizard.
Yeah, he's a whiz.
The most unique or different show you guys have ever played? What venue, what show, did something happen? What's the most unique or most different show that you guys have ever played?
Live karaoke.
Live karaoke?
Yeah, we did a live, we were the band for a live karaoke night at a alumni weekend at Amherst College like a year ago. That was pretty cool. Kooky.
Yeah. Yeah, we were like trying to wing like, what was that Bowie tune we were trying to...
Oh,
It wasn't Sermon, it was, Is There Life on Mars?
Life on Mars. Oh, yeah.
And this guy who like evidently was like in a band prior was like, "I used to be you guys, let's do this, let's fucking do this." I'm sorry, probably, like, "Let's do this." And he was like coaching us along while he was singing, and like Life on Mars, it's got a lot of changes. You can't just wing that.
Yeah,
we did our best.
He had us stop and start over.
Yeah. It's like, what do you want, man? We shouldn't be doing this song. We should be doing Creedence song.
Yeah, which we did do, and it was a blast.
Was There's really... a bathroom on the right. Oh wait a minute, I'm sorry, I forgot the words. I want to play Brain Drain. Tell me something interesting, something unique about that song.
Well, it's a song that I wrote, like many songs that I write. I recorded it and wrote it at the same time. I made a demo, which for a few years has really been a fun and effective method for me. I didn't have a melody for it, but I had the bass line, and then I was chilling in the basement recording it, and I was like, damn, maybe I should just sing the bass line as the melody.
Mm-hmm.
So I did, and it was cool.
And that's how it...
I don't know.
That's how it was born. Yeah, yeah. No, that is very interesting.
It's... Yeah, the demo has some pretty... eccentric amateur drumming on it, played by myself, and I like to listen to it.
That's totally awesome. Sun Parade, Brain Drain, Radio Buzz 101.
To chill out.
Strain, Sun Parade. The band is Sun Parade. Don't forget it. These guys rock. It's Ron Osborne, Radio Buzz 101. I'm with Sun Parade right now.
Oh, just one, one more thing about that tune.
Yeah.
We kind of had it down. We were pretty much done recording it, but we had this space for a bridge, and we knew we needed a bridge on that song. So I think it was Chris and I were brainstorming on the sidewalk outside of the studio. You know, you go down a few flights, and we're just standing on the sidewalk, and we came up with that bridge, that melody, just in
at the end.
Yeah, in like 15 minutes, and then found out that it nicely fit over, like juxtaposed over the main melody. So that was kind of a cool surprise.
Interesting, and as you guys mentioned, there really is no vocal hook to the song. The hook is the whistle. Give us the whistle again. Great tune. Great tune. Totally awesome stuff.
Here's our buddy Ali Talmasani, a longtime benefactor and supporter of the band, and a great picker and singer and songwriter in his own right.
Howdy.
And a poet.
This is a nice little surprise. I'm so excited for you guys to lay down some nice little airtime.
Oh yeah, how about we pass the mic over to Max Wareham?
Absolutely. Max, what's your favorite song on the new album, Shuggy Mountain Breakdown?
Man, I like to listen to them all.
Okay.
And I like to play them all, too, so it's difficult to say exactly which is my favorite. But right now, I'm just going to throw one out there. Okay. Echoes in My Heart is my favorite because it's... well, you know, the album itself is quite an eclectic group of songs. A lot of different influences are apparent. And I feel like I can talk about this because I didn't write any of them. But... There's a lot of wonderful influences, but Echoes in My Heart is really an outlier as far as influences. It's very stripped down, and it really sticks out to me from the rest of the record as this sort of impressionistic electric guitar, almost a jazz ballad.
Awesome, cool. We're going to play another song, and then we'll come back, and we'll do a couple of more questions, and then we'll wrap things up, because you guys got to get in there and jump on stage. How about if we play Cheer Up right now?
Cheer Up.
Yeah. Cheer Up. Everybody smile. It's good stuff. Sun Parade, Cheer Up, off the new album Shuggy Mountain Breakdown. Radio Buzz 101.
Story to tell. I can tell that you're growing up well. I don't mind a mile in
alternative, Radio Buzz 101, and new music discovery. Absolutely. That's Cheer Up from Sun Parade. I'm Ron Osborne. I'm talking to the guys in Sun Parade right now. We're going to wrap things up, guys. So when I interview bands, I like to ask at least one, like, really off-the-wall question, and that's going to be, do you guys believe in aliens and extraterrestrial life? Life on other planets.
Definitely. I've thought a lot about aliens and life on other planets, and I've watched the Ancient Aliens program. There's a lot to think about. You have to sort of be careful with what you think about.
It's important to know that most, if not all of us, are huge Rick and Morty fans. And I think there's a lot of points that are illustrated. I mean, if you don't think that aliens exist, then you're an idiot.
Right.
Like, you're really
there has
not
to be.
Thinking.
Yeah. There has to be some other life somewhere, even if...
Yeah, that's like, yeah, like thinking
impossible.
That... I don't know. We're aliens.
Right, we're stardust.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
In the scope of the infinite realities and the space out there, which we don't even know... We can't even really conceive how big it is that, like,
right,
people might think that it's... that we're that special.
Exactly, that's the scary part of it. We don't know how big it is. We don't know what's out there.
It's... And, I mean, I think that there is another place that is exactly what's happening here, just slightly different. Like, there's that many possibilities.
It's all about the infinite Rick, you know? It's all explained very clearly in Rick and Morty.
Parallel universes.
Parallel studios.
Mountains. Parallel Shuggy Mountain Breakdown.
Now we are gelling. We are on the same page.
Done it.
Okay, Shuggy Mountain Breakdown, the new album from Sun Parade. It's available on iTunes. It's available on Spotify.
Apple Music.
Anywhere.
Bandcamp. Yeah, everywhere. I don't even know the other ones, but...
It's highly digitized. You can order physical copies from us through our Bandcamp.
Okay.
Which acts as our current online store, although we may be upgrading that soon.
Sun Parade at Cafe 9 in New Haven. Guys, thank you very much for letting me come down and infiltrate your show tonight.
Oh, thanks, Ron.
It's been a nice time sitting
in your van here having this interview.
Thanks, buds.
I got to go write a set list.
There you go. That's a good idea. All right, guys. We'll see you on stage.
All right. Thanks.
Cool. Thanks a lot.
Cool. Thank you.
That's great.
It was totally awesome. All right. I'll see you. I'm going to just wrap things. Oh, yeah. The battery's dead.
You're the infinite Rick.
Oh, really?
Just don't turn this down.
We can give you a jump after if you want.
Oh, no. I've got it. Thank you.
Sorry,
no, that's all right.